Let's get to the business roundup with Giles Beckford.
Thank you, Susie Atamare. In the business news this morning, housing confidence falls into the basement. Air New Zealand tightens its seatbelts, and we'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Expectations of housing upswing going through the year have been dashed by the economic fallout from COVID-19. ASB Bank's latest housing survey shows confidence has fallen to a near 8-year low, and the likelihood is that it will fall even further. Around 14% of respondents now expect higher house prices over the coming year. That's down from 54% in the previous quarter. And 14% expect higher interest rates, while 33% think they will drop. And overall, a slim majority now believes it's a bad time to buy a house. ASB Chief Economist Nick Tuffley says the market was picking up before the lockdowns came into force, but now everybody essentially has hit the pause button.
I think at the moment what we're seeing is an environment where people just don't quite know what's going to happen, other than it does look like the market's not going to be as hot as what it was, and there'll be a bit of an air if people want to see where the dust is settling. So it's quite interesting to see that shift from people saying, is it a good time to buy a house, to being a little bit less positive about that. I think perhaps understand that from the point of view of prices not going up does mean it's easier to get a bargain. Interest rates have fallen, so affordability has certainly improved, but there'll be that uncertainty about if you're buying right here, right now, are you potentially catching a falling knife? In other words, where is the bottom of the house prices? And I think that part of the story is going to be a little bit unclear for people over the next few months.
Nick Tuffley, Chief Economist at ASB. House prices, overall, the general view is that they will fall between 5 and 10% this year. In New Zealand, expects it'll be 2 years before it'll be able to reinstate international routes, and even then, it's expecting to be 70% of its former size. The airline's forecasting a full-year loss. Market expectations are for somewhere around $100 million as a net loss, although it's unable to forecast when it will return to profitability. On the plus side, Chief Financial Officer for the airline, Jeff McDowell, says the initial demand for domestic travel has been better than expected, although it won't return to what it was until international travellers return.
We're conscious that a reasonably significant proportion of our domestic volume, so circa 20%, is driven by inbound tourists, and that's inbound tourists from long-haul destinations mostly. So to the extent that we're not flying internationally at the end of this year, then you would see that impact on domestic. And obviously the economic conditions in New Zealand will have an impact, as will, you know, potentially some of the ways of working that people have switched to over the past couple of months with, you know, increased use of video conferencing.
Jeff McDowell from Air New Zealand, the head of research at Broking House Forsyth Barr and Uboli, says the airline's update's in line with expectations, and it's no surprise given the ongoing uncertainty about COVID-19.
They struggle, like most management teams out there struggle, with not knowing what the timing and the shape of the recovery profile looks like. And I think it's fair to say that they need to be flying internationally before they are able to return to profitability.
That's Andy Bowley from Forsyth Barr. Look at the markets now, 6:58, and Wall Street has been buoyed. It's back from the long weekend, buoyed by the risk-off appetite. People are quite optimistic, and also they're trading physically on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up 655 points. It's about 2.7%. The other main indices are between 1 and 2% higher. Our own top 50 index gained 139 points yesterday, 1.3%. Starts the morning at 10,915. We're at our highest level now in a couple of months. And the New Zealand dollar also stronger overnight, with a fall off in the US dollar. 62.2 US cents, 93.3 Australian, 50.4 British pence, 0.566 euro, 66.9 Japanese yen, and 4.44 yuan. Brent crude oil up 90 cents. That's around 2.5%, $36.40 US a barrel. And gold is down $16 at $1,713 US an ounce. Other business news this morning, Port of Napier is concerned about proposed government legislation that would potentially restrict log exports. Federated Farmers, Forest Owners Association and port companies have come out against the Log Brokers Bill, which is designed to strengthen the domestic wood processing sector by ensuring security of supply. The bill's been introduced a week ago, currently going through a select committee. If passed, the chief executive of the port, Todd Dawson, says it would require the port to register as a log trader and comply with new forest industry standards, among other things. He says port companies need more time to respond to the proposed bill. That's business for now.